Morozov's immediate superior was Colonel Ula Sidorova, a 20-year veteran in intelligence operations, including overseas posts. That was before an indiscretion almost cost her both her life and cover in Switzerland. She had started with sex as her hook. It was well known and featured in much fiction, but the honey trap was still useful. She was now serving out her time supervising a group of controllers in the Joint Task Force. She supervised four majors, including Morozov, each covering different European operations. Two were FSV and two were SVR. She reported to General Tarasov, SVR, who in turn reported to General Kuzmin, FSB. There were lots of layers of hierarchy, as any quasi-military service had. The indiscretion that had cost her the operational field role led to 5 days of heated interrogation and months of effective house arrest, all before her actions were cleared. Luckily, her paperwork and contact reports showed that her involvement with a man had not been treachery but a simple mistake. His background with the US military was coincidental, it appeared. Still, her career had taken a decade to recover to its current state. A decade of kowtowing to the men in power. Not just following their orders, but providing sexual favours too. Now she was older, and could not rely on that ability to protect her. Although she often dismissed Morozov as a plodder on his reports, she knew he was brighter than that. He was timid, but his apparent slowness was part of his internal self-protection to steer clear of trouble. The problem with Russian security services, she thought, was that they were all so scared of each other that they stopped doing a good job. She also knew what happened to high flyers too often. Icarus is what she called them. It was how she viewed her own career. Flying too close to the sun, where overt ambition made you a threat to the gangsters in charge. She had no doubt they were gangsters, masquerading as politicians and leaders. She'd been an Icarus once, her own lesson learned. She looked at Morozov's blandly worded report. As usual, he included many caveats, but he highlighted the previous connection to UK funding. His work may be plodding, but it was thorough. Persano, within Pentro, which was under her command, was a good regular, if low-level, source. She noted the request to provide the financial reward for the report. No more than the normal amount was recommended. There was no need to alert Persano to how valuable the report might be, despite its classification. She had to check, but then she also realized it was the first time a secret report had been provided. Also included were the two names, Maddie King and her partner Will Billings. She dismissed the effort Morozov had put into making the connection, not knowing how long it had taken. His normal, subtle references weren't as delicate on that part. It was his job to find the connections, and it was his privilege to have access to the systems to do that. The King woman was of interest on her own. A name and role were confirmed with another Pentro source. That was positive, and she was pleased Morozov had started verification of the report. She reread a section. He had verified all the names mentioned. That raised the possibility that the report was real. She would need to read a proper translation rather than her own efforts. She didn't want a mistake in interpretation. Nevertheless, she issued a rare piece of praise to Morozov via the internal messaging system. She tried to avoid going down to the working floor where her subordinates and their teams toiled. It is better to remain above and clearly in charge. She used her own system access to see if there were any links to the funding from elsewhere. The suicide of a former Treasury official several years earlier was flagged, along with a report from a different, now cold, contact. There was no information on the cold contact, which just had a number designator. She did not have the necessary clearance to find out who they were, or why they were now cold. It did not mean the contact was captured, dead, or anything else. More likely, the designator had been changed to protect the source. In the note, there was a mention of funding for the UK's security services. The lead had not been followed up. She noticed it was shown with a no further action marker on the file. There was another connected file. Again, she was not cleared to see that.